This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Did you have a busy weekend?
Yes, no, it was fantastic. It was lovely. So much happening throughout the whole Douglas Shire.
There is.
And beautiful weather too.
Oh, beautiful.
Except we need rain. We definitely need rain,
but a beautiful day today again. Now, Julia, I guess some tough questions this morning, and I appreciate you coming along, as you normally do, to answer them. Now, look, I've received information that you refuse to allow Russell and Teresa O'Doherty from the Daintree Renewable Energy Inc. to attend Friday's meeting of Daintree Joint Management Committee that you had at council. Now, is that the case?
Well, yes, because they're not members of the Daintree Joint Management Group. I can give you some details about who are the members. Certainly, Daintree Marketing Cooperative, there were four people representing that group at the meeting. There is the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service, Gabalbina, Wet Tropics Management Authority, DAPSIP, also Terrain. And this group was set up really primarily for council and various agencies to discuss and coordinate all the activities that are across the Daintree area. And so the community representatives and the business representatives are represented by the Daintree Marketing Cooperative. And that's been going on for some time.
So you didn't want them attending that meeting?
Well, they're not members.
Well, during...
Simple as that.
During the meeting, however, did you say, when you were talking about the renewable grid, the hydrogen grid, that it would have been good to have them there to answer questions about that?
Well, it's interesting because obviously some people are making comments who weren't at the meeting, and I've reflected on what was said. When we do updates, and so all the different agencies and everyone there, they give an update. And so the Wet Management Authority, represented, of course, by the CEO, Scott Buchanan, he provided an update on WetMar's activities. And part of that update, he was talking about the processes that are happening in terms of state electricity. And he was significantly talking about the state process. I'm not sure if you're aware, Paul, but there is a state electricity study that is well underway, and that has terms of reference of stakeholder involvement. And there was a meeting about that the day before, which I did attend, representing Douglas Shire Council with an officer. And certainly the Daintree Renewable Inc. group, they are stakeholders and they have representation. However, they declined to attend. And so Scott was saying that he thought that because there appeared to be the parallel Commonwealth study, of which we don't know anything about, I must say, and people are asking me questions about that. They're asking, you know, has this study commenced? Is it a mirage? I mean, about 6-7 months ago, the minister, Angus Taylor and Warren Entsch, announced a $1 million study just prior to the election. But no one's heard anything about it. We don't know where the tender process is. Mm. Is the money being awarded to someone? What are the parameters, time frame? Importantly, what is the consultation with all the property owners north of the river? And so as part of that discussion, he said it would be better if the two groups really were combined. And my comment to that was, well, I did attend the state process the day before, and it was a shame that Russell and Teresa weren't there representing their organisation.
Are you talking
because
about
there was some really good, there was some great information at this study, and it will be released soon. It's just waiting for sign off from the minister. And it's actually done a whole study of all the different options, the costs, the timeframes, how long it would take to get through all the planning requirements, the different acts and legislation of both the federal and state government. So I think people will be really interested to see the result of that.
Yeah, can I just...
And they'll also be interested to see what on earth is happening with the study that was announced as prior to the election by the federal government.
I just want to get this clear. Now, you're saying it's too bad they didn't attend Friday's meeting. Is that the meeting you're talking about?
No, it was the meeting the day before.
The day before, okay.
I don't know whether people misinterpreted that. And, of course, if they're talking to other people and then they're talking to other people after that, I've got no idea.
But do you think...
These things are not... once you start looking at, trolls on Facebook and things like that.
Yeah, but hang on, Russell...
People can put up whatever they like.
Yeah, but with respect, Julia, Russell and Teresa, I think they represent with the Daintree Renewable Energy Inc. around about 300 people within the Daintree, including businesses. So one would think if you're doing a Daintree Joint Management Committee, it would have been good to have those guys on board just to give some advice or some information to that meeting.
But this group is not a Daintree Power Committee. This is the Daintree Joint Management Group.
But wouldn't the information
because
on that power grid...
Because it's got a different terms of reference.
Okay, all right. So
it's a completely different group.
All right.
And we're represented by the Daintree Marketing Cooperative on that, and we had four representatives there, which was quite a good number.
Okay, now... I believe, too, that you've refused to provide a letter of support for the Daintree Energy Project, despite letters of support coming from Tourism Tropical North Queensland, even Tourism Port Douglas Daintree and Daintree Marketing Cooperative. Now, what are your reasons for not doing that letter of support?
Look, at the moment, we have no idea what exactly they are proposing, so it's actually really difficult to provide a letter of support. Interestingly enough, with the state electricity study process, it gives us a lot more information about what could be the impacts and requirements of council, particularly the directional boring and drilling if this macro grid actually went ahead, particularly what we supposedly understand could be the proposal by Daintree Renewable Inc. So without that information about what really are the technical requirements, the costs, the impacts on council, which is estimated to be about 129 kilometres of road network, we're not giving a letter of support. It's easy for the other groups because they're just giving a letter of support without having any impacts on them. So when we know what exactly we are being asked to comment on and respond, then we will be able to assess that.
Well, I think when you're talking about, say, Tara Bennett from Tourism Port Douglas Daintree, who has provided a letter of support, it does impact on them. Surely, by getting electricity into the Daintree, you'd be able to, the tourist operators over there, the people who run resorts will be able to do a better job, thus bringing more tourists into the region. So they, even Tara's organisation would be affected by it, and she's given a letter of support.
Look, I completely understand why they're giving letters of support, and I'm not putting them down because they have. What I am saying is that it's a very different matter for Douglas Shire Council, and we're waiting to see what exactly would be expected by council if, for some reason, this actually went ahead. At the moment, we have been told that there is a $1 million study. We have no idea who's managing it, the competence of that group that are managing it. Has there been a tender process? What are the timeframes? What is the consultation? And so when we know that, we can better respond. In the meantime, the state government has got on with it and they're underway with their study and that's soon to be completed. And so we'll have a better idea of what the options are.
Okay. Julia, this Daintree Coast 30-Year Management Strategy, Land Use and Infrastructure document presented by members of Daintree Coast Environment Network and also members of Douglas Shire Sustainability Group during 2019, and you're part of that. You are a member of the DSSG, aren't you?
I'm a member, but I am not an executive member, so
right.
I'm not involved in any of the papers that they produce or any of their strategic intentions, which is exactly what an executive of every organisation is. So I'm a member of many organisations across the Shire, like other councils are, but I am not an executive member.
This particular document, they're aiming to obstruct the current microgrid proposal and keep on buying back land. What's the council's position on that?
Look, in terms of the paper that they put forward as part of the agenda for the Dainty Joint Management Group meeting last Friday, they've decided themselves to have input into what is a future process that we're underway, we're going to do at council, which has got a number of names, but at the moment I think it's called the Daintree Futures Plan. So the Daintree Futures Plan is something that's been discussed for some time and has also been discussed at previous management group meetings of the group that I'm talking about, the one that we had last Friday morning. So what we are doing at council, and our CEO Mark explained this very clearly, is that because it is in our operational plan and we have committed to doing this plan, just like we're doing a Mossman 2025 plan and we're doing a Port Douglas blueprint plan. They're the three sort of key planning processes that we're underway for this financial year. So with the Daintree Futures Plan, this will be a separate process. It won't really come under the Daintree Joint Management Group meeting, probably from next year, and there will be significant consultation with all the stakeholders in relation to that. What DSSG decided to do was they wanted to sort of have input, which they're entitled to do. It wasn't particularly discussed. It's too early yet, but they want to let their views known. And that's all part of our democracy.
Yeah, true. But, you know, when you look at the ideals of the DSSG, the council seems to be going along with a lot of that. I mean, you're not providing a letter to support the current microgrid, so they're against that. So is council at the moment, because you haven't got enough information, you say. And you're also, they say they want to keep buying land in the Daintree, and you've bought a block of land. So DSSG and council are running fairly parallel at the moment.
Look, that might be your opinion, Paul. The block of land that we've bought, I mean, we've got a lot of support for people around the Shire to have our carbon neutral projects within the Shire. A lot of that information we know came out in the previous last couple of months with our Healthy Reef Partnership Program. And so what we've done is we've taken an opportunity. It's been a great opportunity, and we will be proceeding with that. And so that is a good thing, and a lot of people have given us feedback that that is.
Did you realise, and this was only information that came to me very recently, is that the 376 hectares that you've purchased, around about 316 hectares is naturally vegetated. So there's only about 60 hectares cleared for cattle grazing and thus capable of being replanted. So if council paid, say, $725,000 for that land, around $609,000 worth can't be used for the purpose council bought it for.
Look, I don't think that's actually correct.
Can you correct me?
I'm happy to do that in the next couple of weeks. I haven't got that information exactly. I'm happy to do that, Paul. I know that there's a couple of people who have rallied very strongly against us for every aspect of the Healthy
But it's not a matter of rallying. It's a matter of...
If you want to ask me this next week, that's fine.
Sure. But what I'm saying is, were you aware of that, that there's only a very small part of that land that can be replanted?
Look, I don't think that's correct. That's fine.
And also, did you know that there are species of Daintree black palm, which the Googie-Allenji indigenous clapping sticks were made of? And that palm is endemic only to Daintree's low-lying rainforest, and this plant cannot be harvested. So you wouldn't be able to touch that. I'm just letting you know, if you didn't know that information.
Of course we wouldn't be touching that. We're not going to touch that beautiful black palm.
Right.
What we've already said in relation to this, and we gave some clear information in the last week or so, just after we made that decision, is that we'll be looking at it, we'll be reforesting where we can. There's a lot of opportunities, so we will be engaging directly with the community about that. We've got a lot of good ideas, and we think that this is going to be something that people will really enjoy. Reforestation of areas that have been denuded, that require rehabilitation, is a really important thing in the Daintree. I'm not sure if you're aware that there's there's some advanced information about a landline program that has actually championed what certain people have been doing in the Daintree over many years, and they've done some amazing work. Mm. And so whilst we've got lots of organisations and people across the community that really see the importance of replanting, rainforest regeneration. This is all part of what council is assisting people to do. And this is a good thing that we're doing with the purchase of this land. And there's going to be some real opportunities in terms of involving the community, tourism opportunities. And we are very proud to say that we will make sure that this works very well.
Julia, are you aware of the car sticker that's floating about that features your name?
No, I'm not, Paul.
You're not? Okay.
And Shire, is the hurly-burly with the local politics has always been the case.
It's never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. And look, you know, some people are starting very early in terms of, you know, people are talking about the next election, which is a great thing. You know, that's why we fought back to get the Shire, to have our local democracy. Certainly when the time comes, I'll be putting forward my record. And I think that's been a very strong one.
Mm. Just to let you know, it's a play on the words Not Happy Jan, and the sticker says Not Happy Julia.
Well, I'm sure that's going to go down very well, given the status of One Nation these days.
Okay. All right, let's move on to some other things. And look, I've got to, and I mentioned it earlier, congratulate council crews. They've finished landslip repairs to Cape Tribulation Road at the Alexandra Range. We were up there only last weekend, and not this weekend, but the weekend before. And the work that they've carried out there and the time they've been able to do it and the quality of work, I think, is second to none. They've done a top job there.
Look, we're really thrilled. Certainly it was a big job, as you've said. At the moment, look, we're in the past 2 years, we've actually had nearly $23 million of that we've had to spread over 26 projects across Douglas Shire, and that is the estimated cost of 7 disaster events. And so at the moment, we're also, alongside that $23 million, we're also spending a further $1 million on projects in the next 12 months. So we put out a media release during the week. If people are interested, they can actually see quite a list of all the upcoming recovery projects that we'll be embarking on. We've got the Cape Tribulation Bloomfield Road Bank Stabilisation, the Syndicate Road landslip, the Murphy Street landslip. Now, we know that that is a significant landslip that occurred in March 2018. Whilst we've done and spent considerable funds on the emergent works to stabilise it in the interim, we also have had to apply for funds from our local state Commonwealth Disaster Program, and we've recently been able to get that money, and we've tendered out, and I think we're currently, I'm not sure whether that's finalised the tender process, and so we'll be starting on that very shortly. In fact, we are expected to go to tender in the last week of September. And so, thankfully, we've finished the Alexandra Range landslip. We've got a Ponzo Road landslip, but we're currently in the design stage for that. And there's also the Upper Daintree landslip. And so the concept design for that has been completed, and we anticipate that we'll be able to start that probably not for some time, actually. That will be... Construction is not anticipated to start until after the 2019-20 or the next wet season.
Okay.
So we've got, as you can see, there's a whole lot of projects. They've all had to be scheduled. They've had to be designed. You've got to get the funds. You've got to get the tender processes out. And, you know, I think we said at the time that our civil crews, and I really want to commend our own council civil crews alongside our contractors that we partner with, but our own Douglas Shire Council civil crews, they had to suspend their normal duties for 8 weeks last season just to mitigate the impact of the disaster event.
Oh, they've done such a good job. They really have. And I've seen some of the guys up there. They're just nice people and they're doing it for the community. They're really, really community conscious. Now, you're currently upgrading your website, I take it, to make it user-friendly and compatible with mobile devices, Julia.
Yes. No, we're excited about this and we're asking people to give us feedback. If you want to go to our website, go to our Facebook, have a look at what's there at the moment or give us your ideas.
And also, this is an interesting one, and I had to look up because I don't know what Hiptage was when I first saw it. I'm not being a biosecurity person, but Council's biosecurity team, in collaboration with QPWS Mossman, will be conducting aerial Hiptage surveys next week. Now, apparently this stuff smothers native vegetation along banks and creeks and invades rainforests. So it's pretty ordinary stuff.
It's extremely damaging, and Douglas Shire Council has had a program for many, many years, and certainly we work closely with the state and also with Terrain. This year we have an ongoing program, and it's all part of our biosecurity management plan, and so we're really letting people know that these aerial surveys will be taking place at various locations. The residents who live in those particular areas are well aware of all this.
It'll be Wednesday and Thursday, so if you see a helicopter flying low, do not get upset. It'll be around the Mossman Gorge National Park, Tara Hill, Silky Oaks, around that area, main river and creek systems around it. So if you see a helicopter low, there's not a problem. They're doing the survey. Now, local Indigenous signage to roll out. I think this is a great idea, Julia, to do this, and it honours our local Googyalanji people as well.
Yes, this is a project that we've really been working on for some years. We initiated it when we first got back our council, and we've been working really closely with our traditional owners. And so we've got now to the stage where 36 place signs featuring local Indigenous language will be installed across the Shire. And this is after 5 months of close consultation with the traditional owners. And so we're really thrilled about that. We also had community workshops which we held in both Mossman and Wuchel. And it is all about paying respect to the traditional owners of the land that we're so happy to be able to share. And it is making an important statement to recognise that.
Okay, and also council are inviting ideas. You're getting in early with this, but I know that Carnival, it's so big, you've got to start organising this virtually when the last one finishes. You've got to start the 2021. So you're inviting any ideas, any events, people to get involved?
Look, we are. What we've done is we've announced the exact dates for next year. So we've locked them in. That's May 22nd to 24th. We'll be featuring, of course, the most popular event, which is the Macrossan Street Parade, the Family Beach Day, the Tropic Rock Concert and the Seafood Extravaganza. But we also want people to start thinking about anything that they would like to include. It could be an event. It could be a happening. It might be anything, an idea. And so we're inviting people to give us their ideas, go to our website or through our Facebook. We really want people to get involved because we've done an economic analysis of the value of Carnival to the Shire, and there was a survey that was also done by TEQ, and it's quite significant. We know that we had a record 20,000 people that attended Carnival across the various events, and so we really want, you know, business to get involved, community groups, promoters, artists, musicians, venues, restaurants, entertainers, performers.
Everybody,
anyone.
Everybody.
To be part of Carnival, make sure that you're happy. 2020, it's a great year. I love the sound 2020.
Well, 2020. I've got a slogan
What's
for
that?
You.
What's that one?
Carnival 2020 vision.
Yes.
See, vision for the future. Vision, 2020 vision. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Okay.
Now let's end it with the big story of the morning, and that is free mulch.
Yes, well, it is a big story for people
yes,
who
I
love
know.
Their gardens.
Yeah, I agree. Thumbs
they
go crazy.
Free mulch. It's very, very popular. And so, again, we've got this happening. We've got the dates, and that will be September the 20th to the 23rd. And so we've got some large piles of mulch ready to be picked up from the Killaloe and Newell Beach transfer station. So that's all happening next weekend. And as we know, we've got a predicted dry period. It's certainly a fantastic way of keeping in that moisture. And so I'd encourage everyone who wants some free mulch to make sure you don't miss out.
Terrific. Thank you, Julie. And thanks for coming along today to answer those tough questions at the start. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks very much, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You have a great week too.
Thank you. You too.